Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, back in the building, doing what we do. Man, took a week off, went to this rooftop party out in Seattle, jumped off his bananas, took a week off, man. So much going on in the news and the world, and it seems like in this little bit of time, like, just mad stuff has happened, you know. So we're going to address all of that. We're going to talk about everything that has been happening, that's been going on out there in the world. But the meat and potatoes of the show, of course, is the double standard. Now, I've talked about this before, so that's why I dubbed this one Double Standard Part 2, because there's a lot going on as far as, you know, the double standards in the world, and we're going to get to it. But, of course, let me just jump into the news real quick, what's going on in the world. Now, mind you, this is like me collecting like maybe, you know, last 2 weeks' worth of stuff and then finally getting a chance to talk about it. Also, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing and all that. The police is out there killing us at an alarming rate. And I wasn't really sure how I wanted to come at that, man. I wrote my own little poem about it. I'm going to post it on my website at soapboxscooter.wordpress.com. So you can go there, check it out, read it, let me know what you think. It's called Black Lives Don't Matter, and the reason I dubbed it that for the simple fact that they're showing us that black lives don't matter by killing us, like, boom, boom. Like, since the Trayvon Martin thing, man, we've been getting hunted down and killed at an alarming rate. And I'm not saying what these young men are doing or however they end up in the situations is necessarily they was doing the right thing, but they all wasn't necessarily doing the bad thing either, you know what I mean? So that's where I feel on that. That's just, I'm not gonna harp on it. I ain't going to stay on it long. I'm just tired of seeing the young black men slain in the streets, and I feel by them doing that, they're showing you black lives don't matter. You dig? And that's just how I feel about that. And I'm going to move on from that. I could talk about it all day. Turkey, yo, I just heard Turkey's army overthrew their government. Yo, what's about to go down in Turkey? Yo, man, I'm going to tell you, I was talking to my mom the other day. She was like, we in the times, we in the Bible times. I don't know. I don't think she's too far off from that, man. I don't know, man. So definitely get out there and get to us while you can, because it's going down in the world for real. Sports. Let me jump on the sports bandwagon real quick, man. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Derrick Rose went to the New York Knicks. My son is like a Derrick Rose fan. He thought that he was going to be like Chicago's savior. And then he got there and didn't do dick. He was hurt like half the time he was there, you know what I mean? Although I liked him, you know what I mean? His character came off really dope, but he's just an injury-prone dude. Like, you know, you bump him, they call me Mr. Glass at school. I'm just saying, like, he's shatterproof, man. So I don't think he's going to do much in New York either. On the better side, though, Dwayne Wade went to Chicago Bulls is what I'm hearing, and Kevin Durant went to Golden State. So, I mean, Dwayne Wade on the Bulls might be a good look. You know what I mean? I like Dwayne Wade, and the Bull can ball, and, you know, shoot, he's from Chicago, so he's going to hold it down, man. I think that's a good look for him. I think he's not done yet, and I think he's looking to show out a little bit up there with them boys. So it's going to be exciting. Keith Thurman fought Sean Porter in boxing. And Keith Thurman came out on top. But I got to say, and I rock with Keith Thurman. That's my dude. But I like Sean Porter. And let me say that Keith Thurman had a little bit of problems with Sean Porter. It wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. I can't even front, man. They went the distance. I thought he was going to knock him out in seven. So that was bananas to me. I couldn't believe that. I was like, man, yo, Keith Thurman is having a little bit of issues. So that means to me, they might be rushing him along a little bit too much. So pull back on your training there. You know, Keith's team need to pull back. Pull back on Keith, man. Stop rushing him along. He didn't seem too seasoned or too ready for Sean Porter, as Sean Porter seemed more ready for him. You dig? So, I mean, let's keep our man, you know, undefeated and pull back. Train him up a little bit more. You know, he need a little bit more defense and got to get his power game back up, because I think he broke a hand or something like that a while back. So he got to get his power game back up. Movies. Man, right now, TV, movies, Kevin Hart is winning. Kevin Hart is winning. The Central Intelligence movie, bananas. Loved it. It was funny as hell. His show, The Real House Husbands, they just got picked up for another season. So that joint is coming back. Like, yo, Kevin Hart is all over the place right now. He's on his Samuel Jackson. If y'all don't know what that means, if you don't know, Samuel Jackson is the highest paid actor in Hollywood. Now, I know people will be like, oh, there's many people out there. More. No, he is the highest paid actor in Hollywood. You can look it up. But here's why. Samuel Jackson said he don't turn down no movie, no role, no matter how small the part. This is what he said out of his own mouth. No matter how small the part, his goal is to do, what did he say? I think he said either 3 or 4 movies a year. That is his goal, which is why he's the highest paid cat, because he's always doing movies. He's in something all the time. You know, commercials, what's in your wallet? You know what I'm saying? So he's everywhere. So Samuel Jackson also winning. And Kevin Hart is doing that. Like, he's on everything and anything. And this is, he's smashing the game. That's really impressive, man. Get yours, Kevin. In music, I know y'all heard me talking about this. DMX new album, I can't think of the name of the single, but it's bananas, dude. Let me tell you. Being produced by Dr. Dre and Kanye. Come on, man. Come on. DMX on a Dre-Kanye team up? Whew. I can't. Yo, the singles I've heard off of it, fire. Getting it. And I'm going to tell you who else is getting it. Yo, have y'all seen this dude, Afro? The heavyset boy. He's a heavyset boy. He was in that joint that they put on Netflix. I think it was the breaks. I think it was the breaks. The joint that came on VH1 had Method Man in a minute. Anyway, this cat Afro is in that show. Yo, this dude is all over the internet spitting. He got bars, lyrics, words, verbs. He's nasty. If you ain't hip to him, get up on it. Let me tell you about him, man. Yo, one word, bananas, I'm saying. Also, there's the Drake and Joe Budden beef. So if you're not hip to that, get hip to that right now. I haven't heard, I heard Drake's diss, and I wasn't really like, I didn't hear, like, it didn't seem really, like, I had to go back and try to find a better copy. Joe's diss to me was kind of, it was direct, you know what I mean? Shots fired, I get me. But Joe Budden is a battle dude, you know what I mean? So, and he's trying to make his name off of somebody. I'm not saying that. I don't think Drake is nice at all. I think he can write well, and that's about where it stops for me. But, and you know, he should stop coming at cats because he's already, like, proven to lose in almost every arena. I think he got served by Meek Mills. You know, like, he's just stopped. So, you know what? Stay in your lane, little buddy. You messing around with Joe Buttons, he will make a name off you. I'm just saying. Now that we have ran through the news and all of that, let's talk about the double standard. We are going to get it popping. That is the meat and potatoes of today's show. Again, I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, and we got to call it holding on. Call it. Talk to me. What's good? Hello? What's up? Hello?
Just, well, I don't have a voice. I'm just listening to
you. Oh, what's up, Lot? What's good? What's good? Lot calling in, all frogged up. She's been out there screaming and hollering, yelling at kids. What you doing?
So since you put me on air anyway, I'll just put my 2 cents in on the topic, and you can run with it. Double standard. I believe a man's job, biblically, is to lead, provide, and protect. So I follow suit. Basically, if you men want to do this double standard thing, you're going to come across women that are going to just learn from you what you're doing, and you got yourself a situation.
Mm.
That's my view on it.
Last 2 cents. I'm going to put you on hold, Lyle. Hold on. So Lyle said she believes it's a man's job to lead, and I kind of did that. You know, when we're talking double standards, I'm talking double standards everywhere, in anything. I'm talking work, I'm talking relationship, I'm talking movies, anything you can think of is what we are talking about today. So feel free to call in 607-203-5357. The double standard is real. Now, I agree with Locke. You know what I'm saying? I agree. The man's job is to lead. Don't get me wrong. I don't think, me personally, I don't have a problem with a woman who is getting hers. You know what I mean? If you working and you getting your money and all of that, and I don't got a problem if a woman makes more than me. You know what I mean? I don't feel like that's a big issue. You know, just don't challenge my manhood. You know what I'm saying? In that process, don't castrate me. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel with that. That's how that, you know, when you're talking, you know, leading and all that. As a woman, you can be a boss. You can be a boss and do your thing. Like, I think that's a double standard that's just corny. When men act like women can't be, you know, a boss, you know what I'm saying? Again, I don't want to say lead because I agree with a lot. Man should lead because that's just biblical. You know what I mean? It's how it is. Or you know, you're the man of the house. You know, king of the castle. You know what I mean? That's just how it always been. But I'm talking, like I said, it's just such a double standard. I also feel like some double standards are good. What my son can get away with, my daughter cannot. You see what I'm saying? I think that's a good thing in the sense that keeps my son, like, that'll make my son, because he sees how he, let's say he's in dating. My son sees how he treats women. Therefore, he don't want a dude to do his sister that way, right? So he's going to protect her. So the double standard helps both of them. One, it helps him to man up, and two, it protects her. You see what I'm saying? And also keeps her from, you know, being like the other chicks that he's doing dirty, you know? So they kind of, the double standard in that aspect works. But here's a question for you. Since we are talking double standard, when we talk about sex, dun, dun, dun. Yes, I said it. When we talk about sex, is the double standard fair? A man sleeps with 100 women, he's a hero. He's, you know what I'm saying? What's Will Chamberlain had the wall, you know what I mean, or whatever. You know, 2,000 women or something he said that he had been with. And if a woman says that, she's a hoe. What do you think of that? Feel free to call in. This is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. 607-203-5357 is the number to call in on. That is the question. Why is that? Why is the man a hero? Why is the woman a hoe? Now, me personally, yes, I said personally, I'm not going to say the 100, but like if I met a woman and she's like, you know, I've been around, I've slept with a couple guys, I'm not bugging about it. You see what I'm saying? Because I've been around too, you know what I'm saying? So I don't bug about that, me personally. But I can see why or how some men do. I mean, it's even in our music. We talk differently. Like, here's a good breakdown. Check this out. I want y'all to listen to this. And I'm going to play these joints back to back, so that you can really get the feel. Listen, look how we come at sex and then how women come at sex. And this is music I'm talking about. So peep this. I want y'all to check this out. The different ways of talking about it.
Herb. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
Make void the topic,
cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now just talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice: pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Ted?
I doubt it.
All right then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
To trap, make any man's eyes pop. She uses, she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drew like fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, ruby, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag, so she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with the check and the note. That last night was dope, dope,
oh,
dope.
Hey. Ooh, 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 take it easy, y'all.
To controversy, a three-letter word, some regard as a curse. See, he may fiend and have a dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. What makes him react like that is biological. The scheme on getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it, and she gives them rap. And before you even know it, they jump in the sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condom.
Hey!
Oh, well, you say, what the hell? It's chill. I won't get shot. I'm on the pill until the sword pours and stuff pours down your drawers.
Ew.
He gave it to you, and now it's all yours.
Yours,
yours.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
That's the double standard in music. When you instantly, look, they put it, it's just, okay, all right. Bring it back in. Let me reel it in. All right. Before I jump on my soapbox. Now, here's the fellas' way of talking about sex.
Oh, yeah. God. Talk to me, baby. What's up? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. How you like it?
Oh.
Like it like that?
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Oh, right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Oh.
Right there. Yeah.
Sex, sex, sex is a yellow yellow when a guy gets a girl behind the bedroom door. Sex, sex, sex is a yellow yellow when a guy gets a girl behind the bedroom door. Sex, sex, sex is a yellow yellow when a guy gets a girl behind the bedroom door.
I want to taste you. Your lips are sweet like pumpkin pie, plump and juicy and oh so fly, succulent like a peach in spring. I love doing a nasty thing, and when I get you to my crib, you'll love my layout. Close you in and eat my way out. Go on a mission of love espionage, and let me give you a tongue massage. Gently licking from head to head, you reach climax in my bed. Some of my friends press smoothie, you shouldn't sue with smoothie, you shouldn't pursue it. But I love the way the girls say you're my tip when I clam dip, dip, dip. And I say,
sex, 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 just a little,
again, maybe a little more direct. But again, like, so like I said, even in the music, there's a double standard. Like Salt and Pepper, you know, it kills me how many men you know make love. Most women ain't out there making love. You killing me if you think every time you put it down, you make a love. Get up out of here. You corny for that. Don't even sit there and try to run that rap right there. Now, so me and Lai was talking offline, and Lai says to me, the dude that sleeps with a bunch of women is a hoe, and the woman that sleeps with a bunch of dudes is a hoe. I personally do not believe that. I don't. Now, I'm going to tell you why. It's how you go about it that makes you a hoe. You see what I'm saying? Man or female. Like, if you a dude and you smashing this chick and then you smash her best friend and her sister, and her, then, yeah, you that's some hoe stuff. You know, same thing with a female. But if, like, if you go about it tastefully, then, you know, I think you good. You know, I don't think that you are. If I meet her and I'm kicking with her and then I happen to meet some chick over there and I'm kicking over there and we keeping it funky with each other, I don't really feel that makes you a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think that makes you a hoe. I think that, you know, again, it's how you go about it. It could be hoe behavior, but I don't necessarily know if it's, you know, if it's hoe-ish. I don't think it is. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. Lai's clowning me. She's like, but anyway, I just don't think that's it. You know, I, the way they go about it is what makes you a hoe or not a hoe to me. Like I said, a dude sleeps with 100 women, he's a champ. But if a woman sleeps with 100 dudes, everybody's like, I can't believe that. But, I mean, how do you determine? Like, I'll give you a perfect example. One night I was out, I'm back in Jersey, I'm hanging out, and I meet this female. We're talking. And I had just moved back home. So I'm living at home, you dig? So she says to me, oh, what's up? Well, you know, where you stay? And I said, I stay around the corner. And she's like, well, yeah. I'm like, yeah, she's got a house. I said, well, I stay with my mom's. And she's like, what? Oh, wow, my God. She went into this whole, I can't believe you stay with your mom's thing, right? So I was like, well, I mean, you know, it's really expensive out here. I just moved back out here, man. I'm trying to get it together. Where you stay? She's like, well, I stay with my mom. And I said, are you serious right now? And she says to me, well, it's different for a woman. Are you kidding me? I need to know, is there a difference? Please feel free to call in 607-203-5357. I need to know, is there a difference? To me, there's no difference. If you a woman at home with your moms, you no different than a dude that's home with his moms. I don't get that. How? First off, why is that even an issue? You know what I'm saying? I hate women saying, oh, he live at home with his mama. What if he helping his mama out? You know what I'm saying? What if he's just the man of the house and feels that's his duty? Or what if he says, you know what? Mom's leaving me the house, and I'm going to just go ahead and stay here until, you know, that time comes about. Like, how do you determine he's this or that? See, and that kills me. Again, the double standard. Because women will judge a man instantly behind that. But if a dude judges a woman, they look at you like you're crazy. Like, why? What did I do? Why are you tripping? Like, yo, you live at home with your moms. So how you going to sit back and say something about, like, come on. You know, I just feel like, first of all, I feel it shouldn't be an issue at all. You know, even if you a dude that never moved out, if that's your thing, that's your thing. For you, there is a woman out there that likes that. So that I don't see the issue in that. For women that don't date it, oh, well, then you just don't date that type of dude. But that don't make him a scrub. You see what I'm saying? Here goes the double standard again. That doesn't make him a scrub. A dude that stays at home, never moved out, he's a scrub. A woman that does it, all of a sudden she's like, oh, well, she's taking care of her family, and, you know, she's the new matriarch of the family, and we've got to love her. Man, get off of that. Like, you know, it just kills me how the double standard seems to exist. And in certain areas, like I said, sometimes it's good and it's needed. When it definitely comes to living conditions, getting money, sex, then the double standard usually flows in the favor of the woman, which is an issue for me. Let me just keep that funky. I don't feel like like, for example, if you a dude walking, you catch the bus, you may have a car at home, and you just feel like catching a bus because you like public transportation or it's just easier to access to where you're headed or whatever. But you will be judged because you're on the bus or because you're walking. But if you're a woman and you're doing it, it's cool. Oh, you know, I'm just catching the bus, you know, whatever. Women without a car, oh, it's cool. Because they're going to find a dude that's still going to be like, well, baby, let me help you out and get you a car or whatever. You know, but a dude without a car, oh, he's a scrub. He's a bum. Something's wrong with him. How about he's just trying to be smart with his money? And until he is in a place where he can have a car that he can afford and it's not a liability to him, he holds out. How about that? How about that dude lives at home just because it's cost effective for him? You know what I'm saying? Why is that? Like, I don't get how for women that's an issue against men, but for men it's not even an issue. But let me tell you about men. We are simple creatures. We go eat, shit, sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. That's us in a nutshell. You know, tell something nice every now and then, and we're cool in the gang. Women have to be so complicated and make us complicated. And that's whack. Like, you know, and you make us complicated by throwing all these standards at us. And then violating your own standards. Again, like I said, man living at home, it's a problem. Woman living at home, oh, my God, she's the new matriarch. We love her. You know, it's killing me. Like, that don't make you a scrub because you choose to stay at home. That makes you a dude figuring it out, living life, whatever the case. You know, I hate when women meet you and they be like me, I'm a big kid with mine. I am. You know, I'm a big kid with mine. But sometimes it's funny when you meet women and they try to be like, well, yeah, I like really mature men. And like, yo, first off, understand this, maturity is something that just comes in life. You know what I mean? Every dude, just because you're old, don't make you mature. And I hate when women always assume that. You know what I mean? Like, that's just corny. You know, let me get it to a lump. Let me bring it into a whole circle for you. Yes, a whole circle. Let me bring it into a whole circle for you. I just don't like that women don't want to be judged by the standards they judge men under. How about that? There we go. I said it. If I'm a scrub because I live at home, guess what? You a scrub too. If for example, this is one I hate. Oh, how many baby mamas you got? Oh, girl, he got 2 baby mamas. Oh, he got 3 baby mamas. And you sitting around here with 4 kids or 7 kids or what? Like, you know what I'm saying? How you going to judge me on how many baby moms I got and you got a tribe underneath you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Like, I don't get that. But, again, there's another double standard that women seem to just, like, and they cool with that. And, again, as men, we're simple creatures. We accept it. We'll accept your 7 kids. Oh, you love all of them. They're good. They're good to me. I'm like they have a dad. You know what I mean? It's cool. You know, dudes are so get-alongable. New word. Yes, I just created that. We're so get-alongable. And we're easy. If we like you, we will accept anything about you. Women, on the other hand, y'all want to change the dude, rebuild him, make him better, stronger than he ever was before. I'm just saying, don't be what the I'm saying it wrong, my bad. Rewind. Don't be out there looking for something that you're not bringing to the table yourself. I truly hate when women try to make it seem like a dude is wrong for not driving a certain type of whip, or he ain't got a certain type of job, whatever. You know, we all go our own routes. Like women put those standards on men. So if you're a man, and let's say you 35, and you work at Foot Locker, women will look at you like, oh, my God, he working at Foot Locker. But maybe him working at Foot Locker is convenient because he's in school. Or maybe him working at Foot Locker is his goal to become an owner of a Foot Locker. Who knows? But the point is, women will judge him for that. I had a homeboy named Tim, and Tim worked in an Arco. He worked in an Arco. And he used to tell me how women would come in and always look at him crazy. And he was an Indian dude. And he was from, actually not Indian, he was from Egypt. But he worked there, and his goal was to own one. So he was actually working there, and then he was going to, like, own a grocery store school. I don't even know how, like, you can – it was a school that he was going to learn how to own his own Arco. Actually, it was Arco. It was AMPM. So he's going to this whole school thing. Long story short, he ends up owning two AMPMs, and he probably got more by now. But it was funny how he would tell me how these cats was judging him and looking at, like, female stuff coming to the store and looking at her. But they had no idea that he owned the joint. You know what I'm saying? So, again, like, this is – women always looking for reasons to call somebody a scrub or try to downplay them and make them look. Look, here it is again in music, double standards.
The guy that thinks he's blind is also known as a bust now. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass show. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his business line.
I'm gonna drive my car and we just ride next to each other. And then I can holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, can you see two cars? He in one car, I'm in another car, and we pull up to a light, see females all in one car. And he yelling, he rolled out his window. He'd be like, yo, my man in the car in the back behind me, he want to holler at you. Let him pull up. Like, are you serious? Are you serious right now? Come on, man. And this is why being a dude is important, because we got to stand up, brothers. Let me tell you, we got to stand up for ourselves against these women, man, and these double standards. You know what I'm saying? We got to fight back. And that's why I was glad this came out right here. This, yes, yes. Here's our reply, our rebuttal to you women out there.
Not a franchise. Not a
shot caller.
Yeah, sporty thieves.
Sporty thieves.
Not
a. A pigeon is a girl who be walking by. My rammed up blue, brand new sparkling five. Her feet hurt, so you know she wanna ride. But she front like she can't say hi. What? Uh-oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting out of.
Uh-oh.
Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is something we got a lot of. Uh-oh.
I don't want no pigeon. Tell me them girls who get no ducks from me. Playing the bar dumb broke with a best friend go. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no pigeon. Tell me them girls who get no ducks from me. Playing the bar dumb broke with a best friend go. Trying to holler at me.
In front of the club, I see this girl like your love. Thought she said thug, she called me a scrub.
Scrub?
What? She must have sucked me a joke. Broke pigeon head freak, lucky I spoke. This ain't my Benz, this my man's, yeah. But this ain't my car, like that ain't your hair.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take them fake jewels off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take your friend's shoes off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, go ahead with that crazy shit. Y'all make me sick, go home and fucking babysit. My big dogs gon' love this. Can Kirk, bitch, get a brush and scrub this.
Right. Uh-oh. Y'all chicks ain't getting out of.
Uh-oh.
Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter. Game is done, we got a lot.
Yo, chill, cousin, these birds is ill, cousin. Cause they call me scrub, like we can't even build, cousin. Trick Ronalds, you ain't worth the McDonald's. Throw you on the street team, make you shit finals. Say, yo, flex, shorty try to flash me wrong. Has she gone wear sandals with nasty cons? That be wrong. I wonder how you get hearts in dirty Victoria drawers with the skid marks. Your flat ass gets enough laughs. Take it to the salon, pluck your mustache. So next time you shotgun and that whole bitchin' hitting you a scrub,
yo,
call that bitch
yo,
a pigeon.
Hey yo, I got two nuts, bitch, choose a ball. You only walk pigeon toe cause your shoes are small. You don't shop, you just cruise the mall. No dough with lead press on. Sprutting with your girlfriend dress on. You birds wanna take over? Get some cash in a Jenny Jones makeover. Broke bitches, I hate pigeons. Dirty brave pigeons, Medicaid pigeons, Section 8 pigeons. Got me fed, burnt, I tell these birds shut up. And how my left ear be double a whole get up. Go ahead with your lame ass. Blow a knife, throw a rim dollar at her. Tell her put that on your train guy.
More than one baby father.
Oh yes girl, we talking to you.
If you strip all week to go clubbing.
Oh yes girl, we talking to you.
Buy a dress the front and take it back to the store.
Oh yes girl, we talking to you.
Wanna smoke with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no.
No.
Highness, Queen's finest, gleam shiners, three clip street fighters, deep dish cheap riders, outlandish in the expanded Rover, passenger in my own whip, yeah that's my chauffeur, my raptor, just my culture, when I holla like Ja Rule, you're in a trance from the God's jewels, glance at my car, drool, grand like the Concorde, wondering damn how much the car costs, this is another fan, applause encore, like when I fly through world tours on Concorde, don't need no chicken trippin', they got some liftings, no scrubs here, strictly more thugs there, check the no pigeons, last broke chicks, out to get rich off the next broke shit. Instead of TOC, I give a struggle, CIG trouble. Was it 40D? Huddle came with the illest rebuttal. Uh-oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting out of.
Uh-oh.
Pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is hotter, we got a lot of. Uh-oh.
Cause I don't want no pigeons. Them be them girls who get no dubs from me. Playing the bar, no broke with her best friend, so trying to holler at me.
Uh-oh.
I don't want no pigeons. Them be them girls who get no dubs from me. Playing the bar, no broke with her best friend, so trying to holler at me.
DJ Hess does.
www.angelfire.com/CT/movement. And I'm out.
I'm just saying. I was so proud of that song when that joint came out, man. It was like, yes, speak on it. Cause I was, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I really felt some kind of way. Now, mind you, I live alone. You know what I mean? I'm not living with my moms or nothing. So, but I felt some kind of way about it because I was like, so what, can I not live with my mom? You know, La says a dude that lives with his mom is a scrub, right? Like, she says she ain't kicking it to him is what she said. Let me not misquote her. She says she not kicking it with him. But I don't see the problem with it. Now, if you just at home on your mom's couch, you know what I'm saying, you all Damon about it, then I get it. But if you at home living with your mom and you just stacking money or you working or you grinding, that, to me, that's different. You know what I mean? Like, you live at home for whatever reason you live at home. There's many reasons. I just, to me, like I said, that's a double standard, you know, because there's plenty of women, especially a lot of y'all single moms out there. Let's keep it funky. Stop running. A lot of y'all single moms out there be all living with your mamas. And then be like, well, she babysit. When you watch Maury, they be on Maury. And the mom be like, I don't want to buy Pampers. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And I always be like, well, wait a minute. If you doing all that, what the hell is the daughter doing in the house? You know what I'm saying? You ain't fussing at her. You should be fussing at her because they both living in your crib and you buying all the Pampers and all the drawers and everything. So, there's a problem. There's a problem, Houston. Over. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep it funky. There are healthy double standards. But as we move forward and talk about this, like, these double standards here, man, they're damaging. And I think, personally, and I'm going to keep it funky, they're damaging to you women. Yes, I said it. I think so, because it does not paint a good picture of you ladies. It does not. No, it doesn't. Doesn't put you in a good light at all. At all. Now, like I said, there are some positives. And when, you know, we talking, you know, the positive side of a double standard, like, I like that women who don't, you know, who sleep with a lot of men are considered like hoes or whatever, because then that makes most women not sleep with a lot of men. You know what I mean? So, you know, for the most part, you can meet a woman, you know, who been with this many people, you know, whatever, you know, low numbers, you know, I don't know. What's a low number for women? You know what I mean? Like, maybe I think differently. If a woman says she's only stuck with 10 men in her life, I'm like, okay, well, shit. And she's like 30, you know what I mean, 35, you know what I'm saying? Like, 10 men, that's not really a bad thing, is it? You know, I don't really, you know, it depends on how you slice it. You know, I don't know what the numbers, what do women consider? Because I, instantly women just think men are dogs anyway, so... What is the standard for a woman? Like, what's a good number to say, well, I've only slept with this many? And the funny thing is, because we all know that women only, they don't count, like, the jump-offs. They don't count the overnight dudes. They don't count. And this is another double standard. Because I hate when I meet women and they try to be like, I don't have one-night stands. The hell out of here. Look, you've had a one-night stand. Stop fronting. Stop acting like you never had one. You had a one-night stand. At some point in your life, you have. I hate when I meet women and they act like that's just like, what? No, I never have. Come on, man. If you pass the age of 30, you have had a one-night stand. Now, let me go ahead and further illuminate the situation for you. If you've known this dude for a year, and in a year's time, he don't hit it until the end of the year. But he never calls you again. You're a one-night stand. You just were an extended version of the one-night stand. He got to know you a little bit. But after that, if he doesn't call you again, yes, my lady, you are a one-night stand. Because a lot of women try to front. They want to, but I don't do that. That's nasty. Come on, man. Come on. Again, the double standard. You know, I think it's like, that's why just being a guy is just a great thing. Because most dudes will keep it funky with you. We'll tell you, women, y'all be hiding that. Yeah, like y'all be acting like, oh, no, I can't let him know this about me, and I can't let him know that. But then y'all want us to be all forthright and open. Tell me everything about you. You know, like, it doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work. And that's just, you can't. You can't. You have to do away with some of these double standards you have for men, ladies, if you don't want him to look at you differently, too. The real of the situation, you know. Because, again, you heard it in the music. There's double standards all over the place. You know, TV shows, you know, everything is always a double standard. You know, it's always like, okay, here's a double standard that I don't like that men put on women. Just so that, you know, y'all don't think I'm just all against y'all women. I hate that the standard of, like, a man farting is cool and a woman farting is disgusting. I hate that. Because I appreciate a woman if she farts. I'm cool with that. You know, still stay your behind over there, but I'm cool with that. I'm cool with you farting because that shows your level of comfort around me. It shows your level of comfort around me, and I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind you farting around me. Cool. Again, stay your behind over there until you air out, but I'm cool with that. So I think that's a standard that we as men have put on women, because now you always got women that be like, I don't fart. I had a woman tell me that one time, I don't fart. And I was like, what? Like, you don't fart? Like, so I know. I was like, man, I know she'd be over here gassy, sitting on my couch, just clenching, just like, oh. I said, you know, and she go, and then she was like, oh, I'm going to use the bathroom. Don't act like you don't go in the bathroom and fart. Ladies, don't do that. So that is a standard, double standard I want us as men to break. Let them fart. Go ahead and fart. Go ahead and let it out. You know what I mean? Because, one, it's healthy. And, two, again, it shows our level of connection that you have or the trust you have and to be able to do that around me. So I'm kind of cool with that. I don't really got an issue with you, you know, farting. You know what I mean? I just don't. You know what I'm saying? I think that if we did that more, I think women and men's relationships would be that much closer. So I'm sitting back and Lala is texting me and everything, and she says she don't want to be got comfortable around nobody. La, I'm going to tell you, I think you should be. Like, come on. Like, what are you going to do? Okay, here's the question. All right, I'm going to ask you ladies all, but this is directed towards you, Lala, but I want to ask you ladies, everybody. So if you don't ever want to be that comfortable, that means you don't want to be married? That's first question. Two, if you get married, what do? Do you always just run to the bathroom or go somewhere else? Do you think at some point he's not going to hear you fart? Because most of y'all fart in your sleep. Let me tell you this, ladies. Let me tell you this, in case you don't know. Most of y'all fart in your sleep. So, I mean, it just kind of is what it is. Like, he's already heard you fart anyway. You just don't know it. You know, you got to let loose. I'm just saying, like, you know, you can't be embarrassed by it. Lon says she won't just rip one out. I'm saying don't be embarrassed if you do. Like, if you got a fart, like, are you always going to get up and run to the bathroom? You know, how does that work? I personally, and I'm going to tell you this, I taught my daughter, never be ashamed of your farts. You got to go, you got to go. And you let it go when you feel the need. You know what I mean? And I taught her. I was like, yo, you know, let it rip. Don't feel embarrassed because of, you know, I think, like I told us, I think your dude will appreciate that. And she does. And I appreciate the fact that she does. I think, like I said, that's a double standard I think that men have created for women that we should get rid of. I don't think that's fair at all. Because I always told my daughter, look, a man wants to know who you are. And if he can't get a chance to know who you are, it's going to distance him from you, you know. And truth be told, like, real dudes appreciate it. La, I know you're saying you ain't no way in the world you'll do it, but I'm telling you, if you did, I guarantee there's a man out there who would appreciate it. I guarantee there's a man that'll be like, oh, man, she farted around me. That was cool. Thank you. You know, I'm just saying. You never know. So I also wanted to show some positive ways, like how women, you know, show love to dudes and how dudes show love to women, you know what I mean, through music, because I played some, you know, women being hard on men. So I wanted to kind of flip that, reverse that, and show you a different way. So here it is.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, the New York wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Can we get away this weekend? Take me to Broadway. Let's go shopping, maybe simple, go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dress in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that wall, talk that slick tone. Liking this American boy, American boy. I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. Hello, walk, walk, block.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his soup he spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
Around your man. Catch us next Saturday, same bad time, same bad channel. And thank you for listening.
Yeah. Nice. Dedicated to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, blackout too. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together. You get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut. Frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money since young bucks. My, you ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh? You know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, this ain't a race, soon there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way around the world, and you can stump when we around your girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 was ready to fly, you ready to ride, let's go. Now we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. I like a girl that'll roll me a blunt, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like sweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mario? I'm just playing. Hey, Miss Thang, hey, Miss Thang, how you going, Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby, I'm Rick James, excuse me. Where you going, mama? I want to change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. The type of chick I like, a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the Philly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown in your throne, little castle, you can rest your dome. And we can smoke a little greenery, you know. You're getting that dough, get it and go on this cruise. I'm taking it slow, you painting your toes and it's cool. Fuck with your dude, I'm fucking with you. Like an overnight celebrity, miss nothing to lose.
Hey, Miss Lady, my Boricua. I heard your apple palm like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you're about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.